Hey everyone, welcome to Matthew 6:14 Ministries. My name is Natasha Monet Smith, and today I'm going to continue on with my conversations on unforgiveness. So, before we begin, you know, there is a saying that many of us have heard, and a lot of us, I'm sure, have said. At least I know I have. It's a saying that reminds us that, you know, I will excuse what you have done for now, but God have mercy on me and you if I were to ever see you in person. Like, I pray and hope that I'm in a good mood, I'm in the right spirit, because if not, we may have a major problem on our hands that neither one of us really want. This saying reminds me and us that someone got away with hurting us, and rather they apologize for that, they out here living their best life while we trying to recover from the pain and the chaos that they've caused. So today I'm going to unpack this very famous saying with the word of God so that me could all be free. The famous saying, as we all know, is, I will forgive, but I will not forget. Now, see, I believe like the person who said that meant well, because let's be real, it's very hard to forget what someone has done to us, especially something that was traumatizing. But this kind of thinking keeps us tied to the trauma that we so desperately want to get away from. So let's take a dive into what the Bible says about forgiving and forgetting. And we could start with Matthew 6:14. And it reads, and I'm reading from the King James Version. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, I believe this scripture is pretty self-explanatory. Forgiveness is a commandment that we must obey. And the Bible says that he who says he knows me and does not keep my commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So forgiveness is a commandment that we must obey. It's not an option. It's not a choice. It's a commandment. And from experience, I have come to understand that forgiveness is our protection from hurting ourselves. Not necessarily the other person, because the other person is not hurt or wounded when we live in unforgiveness. So it's a protection from hurting ourselves. Because unforgiveness is one of those sins that will lead our lives on a wild goose chase if we allow it. We never get better from holding grudges or holding on to the memory of what someone else has done to us. In fact, we get worse. Like, unforgiveness has caused people to turn to addiction, which I refer to as idolatry, anger, abuse, sexual immorality, and like so much more, all because we are allowing the sins of someone else to control us. Now, with that being said, when we forgive, will we forget? I don't believe we will. I don't believe it was God's intention for us to forget, but I believe the memory is for our testimony, which glorifies Christ, and not a memory that like keeps us in bondage or keeps us tied to bitterness and anger and hate. Because when we say like, I forgive, but I won't forget, essentially, really what we're saying is that I will forever hold what you have done to me against you. And the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:13 to make allowances for each other's fault and forgive anyone who has offended us. Remember, the Lord forgave you so you may forgive others. So in a sense, essentially, we have to excuse the sins of others, because as we all know, hurt people hurt people. And it's never fair when we're on the receiving end of that hurt. Now, depending on what the sin was, it doesn't mean we need to be around that person. For instance, if there is like, it's like abuse in a relationship, you can forgive that person, but you also have to use wisdom when it comes to them being in your space. Like, you know what I mean? I love you, but I will call the police on you. Or I deeply care about you, but I will file a protective order against you. And if you violate it, I will have you locked up. Because doesn't mean I hate you. It just means your behavior is above my anointing. and you need another form of help that I simply cannot offer you at this time. So, this was sweet, short, and to the point. I hope it someone receives something from this message. Let's start forgiving. I know there are certain things out there where you feel like, no, this is impossible to forgive. I will never forget this. But you have to trust God with the journey of, with the healing in forgiveness. Like, obey the commandment of forgiving and let God take care of the healing. Your only job is to forgive and let God deal with the healing part. He will help you do that. He will mend those broken pieces. Okay? I love you all. God bless you, and be sure to subscribe.